This is live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and today in the studio we have guitarist Richard Todd. Richard's an active performer nationally, but Nashville is his home. He teaches at Tennessee State University and the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt. Richard, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Hello, Colleen. Thanks for having me out.
Let's kick right off with Valse Choro and Scottish Choro from Suite Populaire Brésilienne by Villa-Lobos, performed by guitarist Richard Todd here on 91 Classical.
Thank you.
Pieces from The Sweet Popular Brazilian by Villa-Lobos, performed by guitarist Richard Todd. Richard, this next piece, the title implies that there might be a little jazz influence. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Frederick Hand is a really fantastic guitarist who lives in New York. He's a classical guitarist. He teaches at several of the schools up there, but he has his fingers in a lot of different pies. He's had a lot of success as a movie score composer. Obviously, he's played quite a bit of jazz as well, but he really is a great classical player in addition to all that.
So this is Late One Night by Frederick Hand, performed by guitarist Richard Todd, live in Studio C.
Thank you.
Late One Night by Frederick Hand, performed by guitarist Richard Todd, live in Studio C. So a lot of our listeners are familiar with a tango on the guitar, but your next piece includes a tango and a tonadilla. What is a tonadilla?
A tonadilla is a song form that originated in Spanish theater. And gradually, composers, Emilio Pujol is a great guitarist who lived in the 1900s, and he sort of inherited it as an instrumental form to expound upon.
So we'll hear that right now as guitarist Richard Todd performs Tonadilla and Tango from three Spanish pieces by Emilio Pujol. Thank you. Guitarist Richard Todd performed Tonadilla and Tango from three Spanish pieces by Emilio Pujol. We'll wrap up with Chiletica by Juan Antonio Sanchez today, and you have some really beautiful extended technique in here. Tell us about that.
Well, he uses a lot of harmonics, and also in the previous piece, you know, the tambora effect and all the harmonics in the Pujol. And let's see. It's almost indefinite pitch at certain points. These harmonics where you fret the note and then pluck, you have to touch the string an octave above and then pluck behind that to produce this bell-like sound.
Beautiful. We'll hear that now in Chiletica by Juan Antonio Sanchez. Diletica by Juan Antonio Sanchez, performed by guitarist Richard Todd, here live in Studio C. Tell us where we can hear more guitar music at Tennessee Tech, or Tennessee State, excuse me, this year.
Well, I'm director of the Middle Tennessee Guitar Alliance. Our website is middletennesseeguitaralliance.org. And we run a series, a four-concert series. We have fantastic artists coming in. These will take place at the Blair School of Music. The first one is in September. I believe it's September 18, if memory serves. You can check the website. Nicolo Spera, an Italian guitarist who is the professor at the University of Colorado. And then on from there, we have Otto Tolonen from Finland, Jeffrey McFadden from Canada, and Thibaut Garcia from France.
Richard Todd, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Well, thanks again for having me out. It was a real pleasure.
Next week on the show, we'll welcome an ensemble that's been playing Baroque music together, and they need a little help choosing a name. You can find out more and even contribute your idea on our Facebook page, we're 91 Classical, and on our Twitter feed, where we're also 91 Classical. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. We appreciate you tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.